Hello again, friends. We're going to read a wee verse of scripture this afternoon from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. It speaks about the martyrdom of Stephen, the first Christian martyr, and the last words that Stephen uttered just before he went into the presence of the Lord, re-echoing the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died even for our sins upon the cross. Stephen says, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Let me just read the whole verse to you. Acts 7 and verse 59. "And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then again, re-echoing the words of his beloved Saviour, verse number 60. "And he, kneeling down, and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." You know, the Boxer Rebellion of China in the year 1900 saw the massacre of 188 Christian Protestant missionaries along with their children. It was the greatest massacre of Christians in the history of the nation of China. Somewhere in the region of 30,000 Christians in that year in China lost their lives that summer during the Boxer Rebellion. And one of the men who lost their lives was a blind Chinese evangelist, Chang Sen. This man, before his conversion, was viewed as being a notorious sinner. He was a drunkard, he was a womanizer, he was a gambler, he was a godless man, and in the midst of that he began to lose his eyesight, his vision. Many people thought that maybe this is the judgment of God, and somebody pointed him in the direction of a missionary hospital hundreds of miles away. Chang Sen made his journey to that hospital on foot with failing eyesight. Whenever he arrived there, he discovered that all of the beds had been taken. There were no beds left. But the Christian chaplain of the missionary hospital kindly granted Chang Sen his bed. They operated on him. They were able to help him with his eyesight. But more importantly than that, they were able to point him to Christ and point him to the cross. From that moment on, Chang Sen was on fire for God. He spoke to one of the missionaries and said, "Will you, sir, baptize me?" The missionary wisely says, "Well, listen, go back to your family and your friends and your loved ones. Show them the change that Christ has made in your life. Share the gospel with them. I'll come in a few months' time, and if you're still following Christ, I will baptize you then." 5 months later, that missionary arrived in Chang Sen's home village or city and found hundreds of individuals inquiring after the way of Christ and the way of salvation. By and by, Chang Sen was arrested by the Boxers. He was put in an open cart where he was ultimately taken to his grave. And all the way, sitting in that little cart, knowing he was going to his place of execution, he sang that lovely chorus, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." They dug a grave for him. They put him into that grave. He kneeled on his knees and three times quoted these words of Stephen: "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Forthwith they took a sword, sliced his throat, and Chang Sen was in eternity. But you know, there was something about that quiet witness that caused his murderers to tremble. They felt that there was something sacred and special about this man. And so they buried him. But before they buried him, they doused his body in oil and burned him, fearing that he would rise again from the grave. And just because they viewed that spot as being somehow sacred, they left the area indefinitely. And that resulted in the sparing of the lives of many Christian people in that locality. There was a man who lived a victorious Christian life and who died a victorious Christian death, like Stephen before him, filled with the Spirit of God. You know, there's a wonderful victory today in Jesus Christ. There's a wonderful victory over sin. There's a wonderful victory over Satan. There's a wonderful victory over circumstances. There's a wonderful victory over death even itself. I wonder today, do you know anything of that victory. Whenever you come to leave this scene of time, whether that's near or far away, will you be able to say like Stephen, to say like this Christian martyr, Lord Jesus, into thy hands I commit my spirit, receive my spirit. I trust today that you'll enjoy the victory that's found in Christ and found in the cross. Circumstances are uncertain, but one thing is sure, Jesus Christ has promised to perfect that which concerneth us. I trust and pray that God will bless you richly, and don't forget tonight about our online Bible study, 8 o'clock on Facebook, or our church website called Rain Free Presbyterian Church, or also God willing live and sermon audio. I want to speak on a very relevant subject, and our subject tonight is making the most of the COVID-19 crisis. Very practical message for God's people, and for those who don't know the Saviour as well, tune in for that later on. God bless you, and thank you for listening.